A very good evening, Zimbabwe. This is Studio 7 Live Talk coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington. This September the 17th, 2015, welcome to the Women's Segment, the Women's Roundtable, where we speak about issues affecting women. I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye.
And I'm Praxedes Jeremiah.
And today on the Women's Roundtable, we are looking at the challenges facing vendors, whom the bulk of them are women. What are your views on the issue? To join our discussion, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you right back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-5940 and 154.55 kHz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
But for you women out there, don't forget to join us every Thursday at 8:30 p.m. Pa Chinache Mazimai, the Women's Roundtable. On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voandebele.com.
Anouya, achi shansa kuti ndirumunhu wesiti kansewo wabvumirwa kutengeserwa paunenge uri. Then it wokuforsa kuti wewe wakanokasandi badhara mari yakati ndirikutononyudza zvinhu zvako. And for sure vanondozvinyudza ukazvitevera kwavanozvisa ku HQ. Unondoona kusina zvinhu zvako, vanogona kusechera bag rako musara mune zvinhu zvishoma-shoma zvisinga wethi mari yawa badhara. Then ukasaita worry futi nawo vanokunyudza zvinhu zvako zvekuti hautoiwani staff iya yaunenge waisa. Kuramba kubuda mutaona hatisi kuramba sema street vendors tinoziva kuti musibidi hamubvumidzwe venda. Asi hakuna kwokutiisa because takaenda tichitodawo nzvimbo dzavakaisa vanhu kuCoca-Cola vari kuti vakazara. Plus waiti ukasvika paCoca-Cola panenge pane munhu weQueen of Grace achikubvunza kuti nekadhi here reQueen of Grace rinenge rakarejestwa kumusangano. Saka kana waonekwa usiri membership ye Queen of Grace hauwani po kutengesera. Then ndobva vangoona kuti tikaudza mavenda kuti hapana nzvimbo vangashaya mari vakarejestisa mavenda akawanda tikatenga makadzi avo tinawo nanhasi. Asi kuti tiwane nzvimbo ipapo panongonzi hapana nzvimbo tangai mawana makadzi eQueen of Grace. Ukaenda kuQueen of Grace yamuri kuti hanzi tibatane nayo sema street vendors tese haishandi nesu kana tisina kadhiro reQueen of Grace. Ende maconditions avanotipa kuti tiwane kadhi ravo hatimakwanisi. Bhozi inini basa rangu ndiri kutengesa kuti ndichengete mhuri yangu.
The challenges we are facing right now as we are selling our products as vendors, we are facing the challenges of police, municipal police. They are confiscating our goods. And when you say, I want my goods, they don't give you the goods without paying them. They demand money from us. They say a certain figure is like $2, $5. You give them as token to regain your goods back, of which as vendors, there's no money. The goods we sell is for very little or small profits. So the more they demand the money, we don't have the money. So we end up losing either the goods or the money. And that money is the one which I'm looking for to feed my children, to pay rent, bills of water, bills of electricity, to take children to school. We are failing. Right now, we owe landlords a lot of money. Because we are failing the council people, they are taking our monies.
Kukanya iHarare ine problem kakhulu ngoba one ila ma associations amaningi. Kula ma associations angathi abela amalungelo abantu. Kube sokuba la ma associations ola lawa afonywa ngama political parties. So lawa ama parties yiwo afukela amapolice ukuthi kabafunjathiswe ngezindawo zingaphumi kahle. Then kube sokuba la lawa ama associations la enjengethi zithiya. Which is igenini iyo ekhanya ingelazindawo zokuphiwa nxa bephiwa baphiwa lapha nokungela okungacaci khona okuphongokuba ngumhlabathi kungela la ndawo zokuthi bezincedise khona. So kulohlupho kakhulu nxa sengicompare lakobulawayo. Kobulawayo i-city council ibhalele abantu bonke ababe registered ukuthi bethole izindawo, but usupho lukhona nabo baphiwa vele ezindaweni ezingacaci kahle. Uzathola ukuthi umuntu othengisa ama juice card kumbe othengisa ama cover ama passport uphiwa kuHarare Road lapho kungela ndawo khona yokuthi umuntu ozadlula ethenga for i-cover ye-passport. So umuntu kangeke ehambe enkangana ethemba ukuthi uzathola isikafu sokudla khonapho. Yikho bebuyela futhi ezindaweni ezidorobheni phakathi, ngoba yikho lapho kuhamba khona abantu, yikho lapho kule mali khona. So ngezinye indlela akucaci kuhle ema-city council ukuthi asebenza njani labantu.
Today on the Women's Roundtable, we are looking at the plight of vendors, most of whom are women. What are your views on the issue?
And today, Marvelous, the National Vendors Union of Zimbabwe, NAVUZ, told Studio 7 earlier on that most vendors are facing intimidation and corruption from municipal police who are allegedly demanding some bribes on a daily basis as compensation to allow them to be able to sell in the CBD area.
And PJ, the Harare City Council actually recently started relocating some street vendors to new sites on the outskirts of the city center. But some vendors are saying the stands are too few and are being allocated on partisan lines. With most of the allocations going to ZANU-PF members.
And the spokesperson of the Harare City Council, Michael Chidema, also told Studio 7 earlier on that vendors were free to report any corrupt municipal police to the council, but that's not very easy.
Yes, we're going to take a listen to Mr. Chideme right now.
Our municipal police is not in the business of collecting bribes. They are in the business of policing our streets, and in this case, to ensure that vendors only trade from designated sites. But in the event that any one of our police officers is receiving bribes, we want that evidence, because it's one thing talking about things without evidence and another producing the evidence to say these are the bad apples within your force. But as a Harare City Council, we are very confident. We have confidence in our police force. They are a professional force. But if there are any bad apples who are doing that, we invite anybody to bring that evidence for us to see. But we are also aware there is a group of people who are moving with loads of cash in the CBD, and they are being sponsored to try and entice our municipal police officers and then in the process take pictures or whatever. We have been informed, and our force is very much aware of what is happening. And I think those people are disappointed as we speak right now, because our forces will not accept that dirty money.
We heard the PJ from the spokesperson of the Harare City Council, Mike Chideme.
Most vendors are complaining that the alleged corruption of municipal police all the same is further exhausting their already depleted resources as they try to fend for their families on a daily basis in a very hostile operating environment.
Yes, PJ, and today we're actually opening up our lines to hear your views. If you're a vendor and you're listening right now, especially the women, give us your view.
Uhlelo lwethu lamhlanje kwabasanda kusixhuma singumsakazo weStudio 7 owe Voice of America sisakaza sise Washington DC. Lamhlanje kuhlelo lwethu asihluzeni bomama sihlaziya udaba kumbe ngithi inhlupho ezibhekane lalabo abaphila ngokuthengisa, iningi labo kungabesifazana kungabomama abazama ukuselela imuli zabo phakathi kwesimo esibi kangaka somnotho elizweni, lapho umngabo labo abesifazane asebaxotshwa imisebenzi bengasayitholi imisebenzi. Abanye babo ngabantu abafundileyo abalama degree, abalama masters, ama PhD, kodwa ke ngakula msebenzi sebegcina sebethengisa emgwaqweni. Ikanti ke nxa sebethengisa sebephila ngokuthengisa njalo badibana lodubo lokuthi amapolisa lawo abuya ezobahlasela ebathathela impahla zabo. Namhlanje bekukhulunywa ngokuthi amapolisa lawo kamunicipala asefuna ukufumbathiswa. Kumele ubabhadale idola ranging from $2, amadola amabili, kumbe $10, kusiya ngokuthi usebenza msebenzi bani uthengisani. Okuyinto eyaliweyo kodwa nguChideme. Yes.
And you had an interesting interview. I think somebody from
Chris Gande had an interview yesterday. Chris Gande, where Studio 7, ukhuluma ulimi lesiNdebele, ukhulume lo mphathi ntambo obona ngezamabhizimusi amancane kanye laphakathi laphakathi unkosikazi Sithembiso Nyoni izolo. Wakhuluma laye ngehlupho ezibhekane labaphila ngokuthengisa.
Hayi, baphathiseka. I-local authority yeHarare ibanikile izindawo zokuthengisela ezikwana 14. Lathi iministry sasebenza lamanye amakampani ukuthi sibafakele izindawo zokuthengisela. Kukhanya hhayi sokusebenzekile, abantu sebengeni lezindaweni zabo noma nje kungakaphelisisi, kodwa-ke hhayi kuyahamba sike. Lapha ungakhangela ukuthi abantu abaningi ababhadala i-school fees ezikolo babhadala besuka kumabhizinisi abamancane abancedisa abagulayo, abafida izimuli. Yitsho nje khona ukuthi omama abaningi ukuthi babonde isithwalo endlini kwenziwa libhizinisi elincane. So iministry yami kumbe amabhizinisi amancane yiwo abambe imiphefumulo eminingi eZimbabwe. And siyabonga kakhulu ngokukhuthala kwabantu beZimbabwe langombono wenkokheli yethu ubaba uMgaba ukuthi afake iministry enjengayonale.
Bona abadinga uncedo lokuqala wona la amabhizinisi amancane baluthola yini kuministry?
Kakhulu bangabuya thina futhi silama cooperatives ku ministry bangabuya bedinga uncedo, siyaba trainer ukuthi uqalisa njani ibhizinisi yakho, uyikhulisa njani, uyigcina njani ukwenzela ukuthi uthuthuke usukela lapho khona. Bese sibanceda njalo lokuthi imali uyithola ngapi, noma thina singelayo njengeministry kodwa-ke siyabancedisa ukuthi baye ema-bank ukuthi bayethola kuma-banks atshiyeneyo. Sibancedise lo langakhona ukuthi baregister le-local authority baphinde baregister lati ngoba thina i-local authority kumele license abantu, kodwa thina yithe siba leqiniso ukuthi abantu lapha sokulezi ndawo babekeke kuhle ngokuhleleka kwabo kulokhu esikuthi ngama-cluster. Sisithi abathungayo kumbe abathengisa impahla babe ndawonye, abathengisa izithelo lembhida babe ngancane, kungazi kwahlangana ukudla nezigqoko.
That was the Minister Sithembiso Nyoni of the SMEs, Small and Medium Business Enterprises. Basically, what she was saying was she supports those that are vendors that are actually looking after their families because they have these small business people that are selling wares. Since the work environment or the job environment is not that lucrative anymore in Zimbabwe, she actually acknowledges that. And she also says they also give assistance in her ministry on registering your small business. You can start off by just vending in the streets, but it can be registered and it can be streamlined.
Thank you there, PJ. Nasi muchirongwa chedu chemadzimai. Tiri kutarisa isu matambudziko ari kusangana nemadzimai vanoita izvozvo zvekutengesa mumigwagwa. Tiri kubva kunzwa sekutaura kwaita PJ kubva kune gurukota rinoona nezvemabhizimisi maSMEs vari kutaura ivo kuti aiwa tinoziva hede kuti vanhu vari kuita zvekutengesa vanofanira kunge vachiwana rubatsiro, asi pari zvino vanokwanisa ivo kuwana rubatsiro rwekuti vogadzira sei mabhizimusi avo kuti vakwanisewo kuzoenda kunzvimbo dzakadai semabhanga nezvimwewo. Uyezve tanzwa kune madzimai ari muHarare anga ari kuchema iwo kuti tanzwa neuori weHarare City kuti pese pavari kuedza kutengesa ivo vari kuwanikwa vachikumbirwa cheruviri kuti tipewo chioko muhomwe. Saka ndo zvimwe zvatiri kutarisa nhasi PJ. Asi tisataenderera kure, PJ nhasi tatsikwa nhasi sivekuLesotho vari kushanda nesu pano per Studio 7. And I would like to welcome to the program. This is probably your last women's program that you'll be doing. And you've been really helpful. Tato Muchone, our Yali fellow who's here with us at Studio 7. Welcome, Tato.
Thank you very much, Margaret.
And you heard there from some women in Harare who were speaking about some of the, you know, situations they're facing in Harare where there's a lot of corruption. What is the situation like in Lesotho when it comes to street vendors, especially women?
Unfortunately, exactly the same thing. And it's really bad because, you know, the other times there's this woman, she goes there, she's in the streets trying to make ends meet, and she's with the baby. Most of the time, you know, there's a young child with them.
She's carrying a baby.
You know, and then the municipality police come. She has to run. Most of the time, that's what happens. They have to run. And it's so sad to see what they're selling being confiscated. And the majority of the time, the things are never taken back to them. So here is someone who's struggling to make ends meet, and they are in the street, and now they are subjected to this abuse from the municipal police, and they have to run away at the same time as though that was not enough. Their goods are being taken. It's really sad.
Yeah, thank you there, Tato PJ. Tiri kunzwa kuna sisi Tato Muchone vari kuti zviri kuitika kuZimbabwe ndo zviri kuitika kuLesotho. Madzimai ndiwo anonyanyowanikwa achishungurudzwa. Asi tisati tanyanyoenderera mberi, tinenge tine vateereri vakati wandei. Tombotora. Timbotaura navo mbijana tisati taenda kune vanyarikani vedu. Makadi vamuzonde.
Ndinofara makadi nyamai.
Aiwa tiri wadi. Muri kufona muri kupi?
Riko hange.
Ehe, titsanangurirewo kuti kwakamira sei panyaya iyo iye uori uyezve nezvekutengesa muigwagwa.
Uori wakatotekeshera kunoko. Nyaya iri kunyanya kunetsa ndeyekuti vanhu havana chokuti vabatikane vayamurikane nacho muupenyu. Zvakadaro izvozvo zvinhu zvinofanirwa kunge zvichigadziriswa, asi magadzirisiro acho hazvigadzirisiki kana vanhu vacho vanofanirwa kunge vachigadzirisa samapurisa emunisipariti ouyawo kumbira choko muhomwe. Saka kureva kutoti ine wei zvichatokonzera kutoti uori huwandise, vanhu varambe vari mumustreet. Saka at the end of the day hatina chatinenge tanyatsogadzirisa.
Dambudziko
chairo rakakura chaizvo zvokuti the government must do something about it.
Aiwa, tinotenda. Muve nezuva rakanaka, PJ.
Silo Nkumbe, nkosikazi Stabile Chuma, yena ke oseGwanda, siyakwamukela kuhlelo.
Yebo, ninjani?
Hayi, nyaphila mama, kunjani wena?
Hayi, thina siphilile, sonokutshisa nje ngapha eGwanda.
Alikani lokuseula?
Kuke kwatshisa, kuke kwana nje izulu ngesuku ezidlulileyo, kodwa hayi sokutshisa njalo nje.
Yeemakweni
lapha sibona ukudike.
Lubona njani-ke udubo lona lolo loku?
Udubo lolu lomgwaqo vele alusovele isiphelele. Ngoba into eyenzakeleyo ukuthi abantu noma bengafikanga lapha akade bekhona, lapha abakade sekuthiwa bafakwa khona akula bhizinisi. Bafakwe khathana labantu, befakwa khathana labantu. Thina sithembe ukuthi nxa sisithengisa, sithengisela abantu abedlulayo. Mina ngithengisa amadrinki, ngithengise ukudla anti, ngithengise bekulutshwane nje kuyabe ngokusigcina ezindini. But nxa sesingasekho ebantwini akusasincedisi kangako. Kuzethi udubo olukhulu ukuthi nxa sithengisa khona phambi isikhathi zeneziyana esilokhu esikhuluma ngazo ukuthi siyaphinda sibhadalise. Uthengisa ukudla okwama-R1, okwama-R2 at the end of the day, ugcina imali yakho nongasakwazi ukuthi uvele endlini uhambe ungelayeni kuyesinkwa.
Amarezi lalo sokuqhamuke udaba lolo eHarare lokuthi amapolisa kamasipala afuna ukufumbathiswa, lina-ke lalibona na udubo lolu eGwanda?
EGwanda ukufumbathisa singakwazi njengoba kuyinto eyimfihle.
Hello.
When I got you, I must send, aren't you?
Yeah.
I must send now, and now that twice send. Only one material, only one, only one with engine. And then you make you. You can send a way to come up.
Yeah. I swung you like a cool, costume.
Hello, ma'am.
Yeah. Basically, Mrs. Chuma was reiterating the problem of the sites that they were provided, so outside the city center, and so it's just unoperable because they need to be in the midst of the people in order to sell their wares. So where they've been designated, it's so far away from the people. So they end up being forced to go into the CBD to sell their wares illegally. She's also complaining about the high rates that they are supposed to pay to the municipal, that we are supposed to pay about ranging from 1 rand to 10 rands, and yet at the end of the day, you'll be selling your wares for $8 a day.
PJ, that sounds really disturbing, but I think we've been keeping Miss Faith Mutubuki on the line. Hello, Miss Mutubuki.
Hello, listeners.
Ehe, murikupi muzvare Mutubuki?
Iri muHarare.
Titsananguroewo zviri kuitika imomo muHarare nenyaya pamune muri kutengesa.
MuHarare mune hondo chaiyo, mune hondo isiyasiya now regarded the criminal. Now we are taking off mabasa. Vese vari kubata izvozvi. And then also this price, which you can't say no to. This is a very good question. I see. She ended up saying she ran away with a corruption. I think that's a good thing. So maybe the one comes away to get a party or remain so on the way forward, same solution. But now we are saying that I'm not in my spirit ending. After the conversation to get a party, only if she's about to have done with people, this is many of the things that I am a vendor. It's a good thing that I have to be able to do not criminality, but I can't come to speech. It's a party. Then It's politics.
I want to know.
they are busy defending themselves with Pachin. But no, the Miriam was taken and a country and number of problems. None of the knows the Anisana, the New York community, the Arab, my corrupt officials.
I want to not attend, Faith. PJ, we have our first guest, the Miss Deborah Mukasa from the Zimbabwe Chamber of Informal Association. Welcome to the program.
Welcome.
Can you tell us the situation in Bulawayo? We've been hearing a lot about Harare. What is going on in Bulawayo?
Well, in Bulawayo, the city council had an interdepartmental meetings with the association to make the way forward about how to help these informal traders. But so far, we've got a problem. The city council is no longer coming back to the association. They are now giving bail without the consultation. And at the end of the day, we find someone selling different ways is taken to a place where there is no business. At the end of the day, those vendors come back to the CPD. And at the end of the day, I heard somebody talking in Harare saying they must report the issue. I got a feeling of saying it takes two to tango.
That's very true.
Yes, it takes two. If you are doing something for your own benefit, I don't think you can tell someone that you have done maybe a bribe or whatever. So the best thing to be done by city council, it must go back to the drawing board and talk to those who are responsible for the vendors and those who have got people on the ground, and they discuss and see whether the place is very valid for the vendors to trade.
Thank you very much, Ms. Mukasa. Maybe before, PJ, we go to you, we'll go to Tato. To just tell us the situation in Lesotho. We see in Zimbabwe we have vendors associations. What is the situation in Lesotho like?
I don't think they have. If it exists, it's an informal one, where you know they join, and if it's not working for them, they leave. But I don't really think they do have.
Okay, PJ.
Before fact, we PJ, can go on. Yeah.
I think we are
having
same
technical
thought.
Glitches in our broadcast. Those that are watching on or on the web, that are streaming on the web, we are trying to resolve the issue. But at the moment, we actually have an issue, a technical glitch or something.
Yes, I think our engineers were just indicating that we're experiencing a bit of picture issue, but it will be resolved soon. But Tato is saying there in Lesotho, they don't really have associations. So in a way, Zimbabwe maybe is a little bit ahead.
Ahead, yeah.
With what Ms. Mukasa was saying, that in Bulawayo, the situation is sort of different from Harare. Maybe you'd like to translate that, PJ.
Yeah, well, Kanyani vele slow. Ekhangela umsebenzi esiwenzayo ekusakazeni ngoba layo usebenzela umsakazo waselele Lesotho kodwa ke uyaphindela ekhaya nje kusasa kumbe uthona kusasa kodwa ube khuluma lapha ke ukuthi eLesotho khona libalalo udubo lona lolu olwa baphila ngokuthengisa kodwa ke bona abalahlanganiso ezipheleleyo njengase Zimbabwe okuyinto ejabulisayo. Yikho ozakuthatha lawo ukuse ekhaya. You take that to Lesotho to formalize or just have some structures
structure PJ organizations. And Tatu, I know you're really having an interesting debate right there, but time is not on our side, and we would like to thank our guest, Ms. Deborah Mukasa of the Zimbabwe Chamber of Informal Economy Association. And we also have a vendor who's holding on, Faith Mutubuki, and also some of the vendors that actually called in. We're very, you know, excited that you've been part of this program. And as we migrate to live streaming on www.voazimbabwe, we would like to say goodbye to our radio listeners and welcome our streaming listeners. Stay tuned.
Yeah. Sesivalelisana labalaleli bethu basemsakazweni weradio. Sile thembali lukholisile uhlelo lwethu lalamhlanje. Lilalele njalo ngeviki elizayo. Umfraxitis Jeremiah.